You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGNR. And have you tried to buy a new car? How about a used car? Better yet, have you tried to sell a used car? Gary Eisenstein knows all about that. He joins us on a phone line now. Gary, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Steve.
So reading about you, you have been, well, your family's been selling cars or buying cars or moving cars for decades and decades, right? Back to the 40s?
Yeah, my grandfather was a Hudson dealer in Chicago back in the 40s. And my dad started with Plymouth and DeSoto in Chicago Heights in 1957.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's in the blood.
And then Harold Motors, and you, that's where you moved into Harold Motors, correct?
Yeah, when I got out of college, I started work. We had Chrysler, Plymouth, and eventually Jeep and Mazda. I did 30 years.
What is it that draws it to you? Is it the sales, the you know, selling things, or is it the smell of the new, the leather? What joy do you get out of selling cars?
Well, I grew up, I would go to work with my dad and I would hang around, and it just became my hobby and my passion.
Yeah. You've got a pretty fascinating business model going on right now. I want to talk to you about that in a couple of minutes. But first, this idea of the market for used cars, it sounds like it's hotter than ever. You tell me.
Well, you've got a whole bunch of different things going on that's contributed to the current situation. Now, during COVID, a lot of people did not want to take public transportation, so they started buying used cars, maybe just something to get them back and forth. So there was a demand there. We had rental fleets that were using fewer cars, so as the months went by, there were fewer cars to sell at the wholesale auctions for dealers to buy. So there's fewer of those in the market. Look, there's been pent-up demand with COVID, and the stimulus checks that came out have kind of fueled that demand. And so buyers are looking for new and used cars. And as a result, the prices and inventory are the main topic of the day.
Well, we, you know, hear a lot about the housing market, how homes for sale are going fast and over asking. What's it like on the used car market right now?
Well, right now, if you look at the difference between what the wholesale prices were a year or two ago, they haven't changed much. They've probably gone up about 10% on the retail side, but on the wholesale side, they're pretty much the same. So cars are a depreciating asset, and they have not been depreciating during this high market.
I heard a story. We talked to a dealer about a month or so ago, and he said he had, I don't know if he experienced this directly or if he'd heard the story, but someone bought a car, you know, a high-end car, drove it for a year, brought it back to sell it used, and got the same price that he paid for it as new because there was such demand. Have you seen anything like that?
I have heard stories like that, and it's interesting because some of these used car prices are as much as a new car price. And unless you're going to pay attention to both, you don't want to buy something used when there are new cars available that have come awfully close or are about the same.
All right. So Gary runs this company now called Better Auto Buying, where you basically are a car buying concierge, correct?
That's correct.
Explain that for me.
Yeah, I help people through the car buying process with their decision making. I work as their advocate and their negotiator, just their advisor. So I just put my experience of being in the business all these years and like helping people through the process without having them put a lot of time and effort into it. And I provide that peace of mind that people get when they've purchased their car.
Well, you know, that's the biggest part. Even if you love your car and you like the price you got for your car, you can still eat yourself up thinking, well, I got ripped off or I might have gotten a better deal or something like that. And knowing you've got someone who can tell you, yeah, this is a fair price. You know, I want to pay a fair price. As long as you know you got that, that's got to be worth a lot.
That's the one thing that people always leave not knowing. Did I really pay too much or did I get a good deal? They don't know. And, you know, being in the business all these years, I know what's realistic for a dealer to sell a car. And I am able to do that for these folks and give them that comfort.
Our phone number is 312-981-7200. After the news coming up, we're going to take your calls. If you've run into difficulty or maybe you got a great story about selling a car, you can give us a call now, or in a couple of minutes we'll take those calls. A text as well, 312-981-7200. Okay, Gary, so how does it work that I say, look, I found this Ford Escape at a dealership in Highland Park, I want you to help me buy it? Or do I come to you and say, Gary, I want a blue car and I don't know what kind?
Well, I have a kind of a scientific approach where I send folks a questionnaire that give me the parameters of what they're looking for, what their priorities are, what their budget is, what the features are that are most important to them. And then I like to discuss what they had in mind and maybe suggest some other models as well. So I try to look at this objectively and use my past experience with people and the vehicles they bought to help me with the recommendations I make. So I get paid by my clients. I charge a flat fee to help them with this. And I don't get paid by the dealers. So mm-hmm. I'm working for my clients.
So I could come to you and say,
result.
I would say to you, this is what I want to use the car for. This is what my wife wants to use the car for. Obviously, you'd listen to that more than me. And you would come up maybe with a model and then go out and find it?
Well, I would help facilitate the entire process. Set up test drives at a dealership for the customer with people that are familiar with me and are not going to try to pressure or sell. Just present the product, take them for a ride, let them pick out the vehicle, let them choose between two or three and see what they wind up wanting to get.
You're like a wedding planner for cars.
A matchmaker almost.
Matchmaker, right.
Yeah, but you know, people say, should I lease, should I buy? And it depends how much you drive and what your particular situation is. So I kind of help people sort through all these decisions that they need to make as they approach the process.
Are there a lot of you out there?
I am not aware of anybody particularly doing things the way I do. But, you know, this has kind of just grown organically since
right.
We sold our franchises in Olympia Fields about 15 years ago. And friends and family would come to me, and they would ask for my assistance. And I found out that I enjoyed doing this, being on the other side of the desk.
Are you busy?
I'm very busy. Yeah. Word of mouth is a powerful thing. And over the last 10 years or so, I've had a lot of repeat people and referrals. And I've enjoyed being able to work from home and get things done for folks in a very comfortable, non-pressure kind of a fashion.
Pretty cool idea. It's called Better Auto Buying. BetterAutoBuying.com is the website. Gary Eisenstein is the proprietor. He joins us now, and he's on the lookout for used cars at a deal, new cars too. Gary, it was great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the opportunity, and wish everybody well.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up.